So let's jump into this. Today we're looking at Walmart taking on Amazon
Oh, yeah.
in the e-commerce world.
Right.
We've got this new article from WebPro News.
Okay.
It's called Walmart Giving Amazon a Lot of E-Commerce Competition. It was published just yesterday, November 19th, 2024.
Got it.
And get this, it goes way beyond deals and discounts.
Oh, wow.
We're talking like consumer behavior,
Okay.
retail strategy, even tariffs.
Yeah.
It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, what's interesting is that this competition,
Right.
it's evolving.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about undercutting prices anymore.
Right.
It's about creating a shopping experience
Yeah.
that really resonates
Yeah.
with how people want to shop.
Totally.
You know?
And this article starts off with this surprising statistic from the Census Bureau.
Okay.
E-commerce sales jumped 7%
Well.
year over year in October.
Okay.
Sure, Amazon's Prime Day contributed to that,
Right.
but other retailers, especially Walmart, saw a boost too
Yeah.
in their online sales.
That's interesting.
What's your take on that?
Well, it highlights this trend, you know, where retailers are like timing their own sales to coincide with these events.
Oh,
Like everyone benefits
I
from
saw.
the increased interest,
Right.
but then it also makes you wonder,
Yeah.
are those sales events actually influencing you?
So
Are
interesting.
you more likely to buy when you
Yeah,
see
yeah.
limited time offers?
Yeah, I have definitely been known to make a few impulse buys
Sure.
during those sale events.
Yeah.
But what really caught my eye in this article
Right.
was this quote from Jeroen Martus. She's director of consumer research at LSEG.
Right.
She says Walmart's giving Amazon
Okay.
a lot of competition, and their secret weapon is what she calls
Yeah.
an omnichannel approach. I
Okay.
think we've all heard that term,
Right.
but what does it actually mean
Yeah.
in practice?
So omnichannel is about meeting the customer
Okay.
wherever they are
Right?
on their terms. It's about providing choices
Yeah.
and seamless transitions between online
Okay.
and offline shopping.
I see.
So, for example,
Okay.
Walmart is using their app
Yeah. Right.
to enhance the in-store
Oh,
experience.
interesting.
You can scan items while you shop
Okay.
and skip the line
Oh, wow.
completely.
That's cool.
They're also using customer data to personalize recommendations
Online.
based on what you bought in the store.
That's interesting. So it's not just about offering multiple ways to shop.
Yeah.
It's about like
Right.
integrating those experiences and
Right.
making them feel
Yeah.
cohesive and personalized.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this approach seems to be resonating with customers.
Right.
The article says
Yeah.
Walmart got a lot of new shoppers
Okay.
during the pandemic,
Right.
including a surprising number from like higher income brackets.
Oh, wow.
This trading down
I'm a
phenomenon
pro.
suggests that even well-off shoppers were looking for value and convenience.
That's a really interesting point. I
Yeah.
hadn't considered the impact of the pandemic
Yeah.
on different income
It
levels.
was a big shift.
Okay.
And what's remarkable
Yeah.
is that a lot of those shoppers stuck with Walmart,
Oh, wow.
even as things eased up.
So Walmart basically turned like a temporary surge into loyal customers.
It seems that way.
Do you think that's sustainable?
It gives them a leg up.
Right.
It speaks to the power
Yeah.
of meeting those evolving needs and creating an experience that works for more people.
Okay.
And as we go into the holiday season,
Right.
that adaptability
Yeah.
could be their biggest asset.
The holidays are definitely crucial for retailers
Absolutely.
with everyone focused on value
Yeah.
in this economy.
It's a tough time. And Walmart is known for its prices,
Right.
especially on everyday things.
Yeah.
But they've also expanded what they offer in recent
Oh.
years to meet more holiday needs and wants.
So they're combining their reputation for value
Right.
with more product selection. Do you
No.
think that's enough to
Well,
compete with Amazon?
Amazon has the marketplace
Right.
and Prime,
Yeah.
but Walmart's one-stop shop appeal,
Okay.
it shouldn't be underestimated.
Right.
Being able to get everything in one place is a big draw, especially during the holidays.
Okay.
And even when there aren't big discounts,
Yeah.
those low prices and convenience
Right.
can still win people over.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But with all the talk about tariffs
Okay.
and prices going up,
Right.
how do you think that will impact retailers like Walmart and Amazon?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's something that a lot of businesses are worried about.
Yeah.
The article says like 20% of retailers are concerned about tariffs.
So how might these tariffs affect Walmart and their low prices?
This is where their size might help them.
Oh, interesting.
They have a huge global operation.
Okay.
And a diverse supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
This gives them more flexibility than smaller retailers.
So they have more options to deal with the tariffs.
Right.
Could you like elaborate on that?
Sure. For example, they could choose to absorb some of those costs to keep their prices low.
Right.
Or they could use their power to get better deals from suppliers.
I see.
They could even pass on a small amount to the consumer without changing their strategy too much. They also learned a lot from the pandemic about supply chain problems.
Yeah.
Diversifying suppliers helps with risk.
Okay.
Makes them more resilient.
Okay. So it sounds like they have a few options.
Yeah.
Does this put pressure on Amazon?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Amazon can't just sit back.
Right.
If Walmart keeps prices low, it could force Amazon's hand.
Interesting.
Either match prices or lose customers.
It's like a chess match.
Exactly.
Always one step ahead.
The article also says it's not just Walmart versus Amazon anymore.
Right.
It's about winning over the customer.
Okay.
Haron Martis said it's a battle between the retailer and the consumer.
Oh, wow.
The consumer wants deals.
Right.
But the retailer's being cautious.
Yeah.
It's a balancing act.
Totally.
Meeting demands.
Yeah.
While protecting profits.
How do you think this will play out?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
During the holidays, well, Walmart's focus on value and convenience will likely appeal to shoppers, especially with inflation.
That makes sense.
And they have more selection now.
But doesn't Amazon have an even wider selection?
True. Amazon has a bigger catalog.
Right.
But Walmart is catching up, expanding their marketplace, partnering with sellers.
Right.
They also have their own brands, which are often cheaper.
So they're being smart.
Yeah.
Addressing weaknesses,
right.
Playing to their strengths.
Exactly.
What about smaller retailers?
That's the big question.
Yeah, how can they keep up?
It's a tough challenge.
Right.
But there are opportunities, too.
What kind of strategies?
They need to be creative.
Okay.
Offer unique experiences.
Mm-hmm.
More than just products.
Give me an example.
Like curated selections.
Okay.
Personalized recommendations.
Yeah.
Or in-store events.
Oh, like community building.
Exactly. Something the big guys can't do.
So it's about differentiating themselves.
Yes.
With a more personal approach.
Smaller retailers can also use their local presence.
Right.
Tap into local networks.
Okay.
Support the community.
Mm-hmm.
Build those relationships.
That's something Amazon can't really do.
It's tough for them.
So it's about human connection.
It is.
In a world of algorithms.
Exactly.
People want authenticity.
Right.
They want to belong.
It's more than just convenience.
And low prices.
Right.
It's about deeper needs.
And that's where smaller businesses can thrive.
They can create those experiences
that
go beyond just buying stuff.
It makes for a more diverse retail landscape.
That's good for everyone.
Consumers and communities.
This has been really interesting.
Yeah, it has.
The retail industry is fascinating.
It's always changing.
Businesses need to adapt.
Absolutely.
To stay ahead.
To survive.
Yeah.
As we look ahead.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Who wins?
Yeah. How consumers react.
How retail changes.
We've talked about a lot.
We have.
Walmart's strategy.
Uh-huh.
Challenges for smaller retailers.
Yeah.
But I think there's one last question.
Okay, shoot.
As this keeps going.
Yeah.
What does it mean for us shoppers?
That's a good question.
Yeah. How can we make smart choices?
It's easy to get caught up
in the deals from the big guys.
Yeah.
But we need to think about
the
impact on smaller businesses, our communities.
So it's like finding that balance between a good deal and supporting local.
Exactly.
Any suggestions for our listeners on how to be better consumers?
Try to shop at small businesses.
Yeah, okay.
Local shops
whenever
you can.
Right.
Especially for unique gifts or experiences.
Right.
A lot of them have online shops now.
That's true.
Delivery services.
It's easier than ever.
To support them.
And even at big retailers.
Yeah.
We can choose products from smaller brands.
Exactly.
Or local suppliers.
It's not just about where you shop.
Right.
But how you shop.
Okay.
Be mindful of your habits.
Yeah.
Do you need that extra thing?
That's true.
Can you repair it?
Right.
Instead of replace it?
Those little choices matter for the environment.
And our communities.
This has been so insightful.
Big ass.
We've learned so much.
About Walmart.
Yeah, their strategy.
The retail world.
How it's all changing.
Yeah, it's dynamic.
Any final thoughts?
For the listeners.
Yeah.
The key takeaway.
Okay.
Retail is always evolving.
Right.
Driven by us.
The consumers.
By technology.
We have so many choices.
More than ever.
It's up to us.
To make good decisions.
That reflect our values.
And support a healthy retail world.
It's been fascinating exploring this retail battleground.
Walmart and Amazon.
And I think we all learned a lot.
About the future of shopping.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive